say that the calf began to...
When you weaned it from its mother?
Uh-huh.
Well, and we said that calf began to get big enough to wean.
Uh-huh. But the noise that it made.
Noise?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they say bawling. That calf's okay. Bawling.
Okay. And what noise does a cow make during feeding time?
Well, very little. They don't make as much noise at feeding time as a horse does.
What noise does a cow make?
Well, they say that a cow moves.
Okay. And what noise does a horse make?
Well, they say nicker for the horse, nicker.
Okay.
That a horse nicker, and a mule brays.
Uh-huh.
The difference in the two species of animals that, you know, when a horse makes noise like that, they say a nicker, the
uh-huh.
horse nickers. And then if there's a mule, they say that mule brays.
Uh-huh.
Brays.
I see. Okay, if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you'd say it was time to go feed the...
Time to feed the stock.
Okay, and it was time to feed the stock and do the chores, you'd say that it was...
Feeding time.
Okay.
That is the old common word used.
Yeah.
It says feeding time.
Okay. What about if you were going to go feed the hens and turkeys and geese and so forth, would you have a general name for them?
Well...
Would you say you're going to go feed the...
Well, lots of time now. Yeah, most especially in the turkey class.
Uh-huh.
There used to be lots of turkeys raised in this country. You know, they were farm family, the woman of the house raised a bunch of turkeys to put on the market in the fall.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I've got to go feed my turkeys.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
As for the rest of the fowls, well, they were always at some feeding spot where he was feeding livestock.
Yeah.
To pick up the apiary, what they could do.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs would be called a...
Setting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep hens?
Well, hen, in my part of my days when I first grew up, we said hen house. Now we say a poultry house.
Okay. What about a place just for the little chicks?
Well, that might say just chicken pen for the...
Okay.
Have a little... pen built up to keep this hen and a little bitty chicks in there to keep them from strolling off.
Uh-huh.
So got the old hen and the chickens and the pen out there.
Yeah. What if you were going to ship some chickens somewhere?
Well...
You'd put them in a...
Coop. C-O-O-P, coop.
Okay. And when you eat chicken, you know, there's this bone that's like this that you can break.
Wishbone. That's what that bone is.
Wishbone?
We call it pulley bone.
Uh-huh. Were there any stories about that?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of superstitious, about a pulley bone.
Oh, really?
If people was eating chicken, you know, and got that breast bone, see that bone's right on that chicken's breast, right in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a faulted bone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's known as a pulley bone. Really, the proper name is wishbone.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the young folks would get hold of one and they'd pull this bone with one another and said it was an indication of good luck and also an indication of love.
Okay.
And it's quite a deal for the young folks wherever there's a crowd eating, you know, to get the pulley bone.
Uh-huh.
And the one got the shortest bone was the lucky one in the deal.
Oh, I see. Okay, do you have a general name for the inside parts of a pig or a calf that you eat?
Well...
Would you say haslet or chitlins or pluck or...
Yeah,
parsley?
Well... Now, with a hog, you say, they call that the liver and the heart and lights, which is lungs, is a hog's lungs. They call that